Second perk of Kalim, third Mishnah. Toyin should be kli cheris. Types of pottery that are tohor, as we learned before, in order to be tum, it has to be a kli kibul. It has to be something that could hold liquids or solids in its receptacle. Tavla shein bo liz biz. If it's just a flat board, a flat piece of pottery, doesn't have a rim around it, that is tohor. Machta prutza, a type of shovel that's open on one side also. So if you put a liquid in it, it will fall out. Or anything you put in it will fall out. Obav shokaloim, some type of pottery also that you use to roast different types of beans and the like. So it's also a flat piece of cheres that had holes on it for the heat to come through, but didn't have a receptacle. Siloines, avishik fufi, avishik makabim. Siloines are pipes. Because a pipe also, the water goes through it, but it doesn't hold the water. Even if it's bent, or even if it has a bulge in it, which water can stay in there, but the idea behind it is that that's not made to keep the water in there. It's just to direct the water, or to get some extra pressure in the water, and then the water should shoot out harder. Since the intention is not to keep the water inside of, that's not considered a kli kibul, and it's not a kabel tuma. A kav, shasu, lesal, hapas. Kavkaz is some type of cover that's made out of cheres. So the cover is also namikabel. The pot itself is used for filling up, but the cover is just for covering. Even if you turned it upside down and you made it into some type of basket to put bread into it, it's namikabel tumah, because its primary use was to be a cover. That tfi shitkina lanovi. Tfi is also some some type of knikibel, but you changed it around in a fashion that it's also used now to cover up grapes. So since it's used to cover and not to fill up, it's not makabel tuma. Achov is tefuna b'shulei ha-machatz. There's also achov shel shayotin. I skipped one. Achov shel shayotin. This is a hollow jug which was just full of air. They didn't put anything in it, and they use it as a float. So since it's not used to fill up, it's also not the kabel tumah. And it's in other words, it's hollow and it's closed from all the ends. So therefore, it doesn't have a click evil. Hachov is tfuna b'shulei ha-machet. Machet is a big pottery kli, and on the bottom of it is some little chavis, which is used as a handle and not to fill up with. So this little one on the bottom is not used as a kli kibul, it's not a kabel tuma. Hamita, a bed, is also does not have place you can fill up. It's just something you sit lay on top of it, or kisei, a chair, a bench, shulchan, a table. Hasvina, even if it's a boat that does have walls around it, but anything that's made to be in the water, in the ocean, is not a kabel tuma. Amnoyer shel cheres, harei el toyim, also menoyer, a candelabra of cheres, is not a kabel tuma. We're talking about also not something that you fill it up with oil, because that is a kabel tuma. It's just something which you put the lamp on top of it. In other words, it's the base for the lamp. Zekla kol shein lotoch, the kli cheres, ein lo acharayim. Kli cheres, anything that doesn't have an inside, if you fill up, the outside of it, the back of it, is also not makabel tumah.